your sin anymore? We need more? Who has not received yet? Raise your hand. Two more. Three, four. You know, while I was praying, this part here on somebody's nose was closed, and the Lord showed me that person is sleeping, and the little thing in the middle was vibrating because of this nerve. Tassels, is that what you call? Tassels. Whatever, you know what I'm talking about. So the tassels were vibrating really hard because it's nerving. And then the ear were opened, and that went back to normal, and you start breathing through your nose again. Somebody will be getting more oxygen on their brain, and you're going to have better nights of sleep. The Lord knows you. Well, if you don't have those things marked up, I would laminate this thing and keep it at reach at all time. Because these are powerful promises. I titled this thing, God is always there for us. Piece of paper I gave you. And as an introduction, I've said, throughout the year, I've been trying to encourage you and to show what a wonderful God we serve. And how many precious promises are there for all of us who believe in His name. Here are some of the most precious promises we studied this year. Promises worth remembering. Number one. The God that you serve is such a wonderful God that He's willing to carry your burdens. Psalms 55:22 makes it very clear to you and I. Let's read it. Give you burdens to the Lord, and
He will take care of you.
He will not permit the godly to sleep and fall. But you, O God, will send the wicked down to the pit of destruction. Murderers and liars will die young. But I am trusting you to save me. So you and I don't have a need. You and I have no reason to be carrying any burden. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, take upon you my yoke. Remember? So this is not something only from the Old Testament. You may ask, so what does he mean by a burden? It could be a worry. It could be a concern. It's something that is out of your control that you choose to worry about. You know what? Give me the backslider translation, brother. Watch this. Pile your troubles on God's shoulder. Why? You carry the load. He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruin. Did you get that? So if we have something that is burdening up us today, if we have something that is heavy, a heavy load, throw it on God's shoulder. Amen. Let God carry that burden for you. Amen. You know, if I wouldn't be meditating or thinking about the diagnosis given by that physician, I wouldn't have had one single night of sleep. And the worst of all, the day after you come out from the doctor's office, seems like all those symptoms comes in. Devil, back off. You are a liar, stupid. Back off. And then you get better, and then they all come in again. Spirit of sickness and disease, all of you. I sentence you to the darkest place in hell, and I assign warrior angels to chain you up to the bottom pit until the day of judgment. When they hear the sentence, everybody fled. Leave this man alone, because when you assign an angel to do that, he will do it. So we have no reason to be carrying burdens, but I am feeling. You can continue to live on your feelings and be miserable. Righteous people don't live by feelings. Righteous people lives by the word of God. Amen. Jesus said, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So it does not matter how my body's feeling. It doesn't matter. God's word spoke it, I override it, end of story. And I'm not going to lose my sleep over some lousy diagnosis that's been given by a doctor. No, we are invited to pile all the troubles in God's shoulder. Let him handle that. Are you with me?
Yes.
Then another promise that is worth to remind. If that is not good enough, then Jeremiah 17:14 should get your attention. Read it with me. O Lord, if you heal me, I'll be truly healed. If you save me, why? My praises are for you alone. So if doctor come and say you're sick, I override that. How? With prayer. And now when we go there, well, I was wrong. Of course you were. Because if God will heal me, I'll be truly healed. I can count on my God at all time. If God will heal me, I am truly healed. If God will save me from cancer or any other disease, I am truly saved, because at the end God wants to hear my praises coming to him. And this is why God will heal you. This is why God has touched you today, because he wants to hear you praising his name at all time. When you go to Jeremiah 30:17, it's even better. Let's read it. As for you, I will come with, because they all gave up on you and dismissed you as hopeless. That good-for-nothing Zion, guess what? He says, I will come with healing, curing the incurable. When the doctor told me that there's no cure for this, I laughed at him again. And I laughed. I wasn't mocking him. I was just laughing. You know, you think that you can slow us down by some lousy diagnosis? We know in whom we have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to finish the work that he has started on us. So whenever the physicians came and diagnosed us with whatever junk he says we had, we override what the physician says.
Amen.
Plain and simple. Somebody recently asked me, I have said something like this somewhere in June or somewhere back then. Somebody just confronted me over the phone. If that's so, why don't you heal everybody that is in your church? Why do we still have sick people in your church? I said, because each one of them has a TV set in their house. He goes, you had to touch about this, right? So that's the only reason that you're not going to be healed. That thing will be taking the time that belongs to God. So God is no longer the first. What's the guideline? If you spend 2 hours on the TV, you got to give God 2.5. What? Yeah. You mean you want me to stay to read the Bible for 2.5 hours? I don't want you to do anything. But according to the Bible, The things that you love most is the thing that you devote your time. Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You're going to have affection for one and despise the other. So, I would say that the majority of people that we pray for are not healed because their spiritual life is a mess. And all that mess is caused by a TV set. The word is clear. As for you, you know, because they all gave up on you and dismissed you with cancer or whatever non-curable disease that good for nothing Christians, I will come with healing, curing the incurable. Tell your neighbor, God has cured you today from the incurable. Some of us suffer through emotional roller coasters, day in and day out. You know, God is interested in that too, and He's willing to take care of that too. When you go to the book of Psalms, chapter 147, verse 3, there's a powerful promise there to each one of us who believe. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. To patch every single wound in our heart. He heals the heartbroken and bandage their wounds. In other words, you have a personal doctor with the ability to bandage your wounds. I like what the NLT says. It says it better. Watch this. Praise the Lord. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. You will put it together. You make sure that your heart is whole, is one piece, not several pieces. Amen?
Amen.
God is so awesome that there's going to be time that you and I are going to mess up, but He is always there with mercy. There's going to be time that you and I are going to be feeling lonely. He's still there. Listen to Deuteronomy 4:31. I love that scripture. Would you care to read it together with me? For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon you or destroy you or forget the solemn covenant made with your ancestors. Your God is such an awesome God. He will not only have mercy when we need mercy, but even when we messed up, He will not abandon His children. And I know y'all don't do this, but here and there I messed up. But even when we messed up, He will not abandon us. When we sin, He will not destroy us. Even on the weeks that we spend a whole week without going to the Bible, just watching the stinking TV, He still will not forget us. Isn't that a powerful God? One may say, well, then, there's nothing wrong if I watch TV. No, there isn't. You just don't get as blessed as those of us who don't watch TV. That's all. Amen? Listen to the backslider translation on the same scripture. Watch this. Praise the Lord. Let's read it. God, your God, is above all a compassionate God. In the end, he will not abandon you. He won't bring you to ruin. He won't forget the covenant with your ancestors, which he swore to them. You will never be abandoned by God. Never. Even on the times that we messed up. It gets even better. Let's go to Deuteronomy 31:6. There's going to be times that intimidation will knock at your door. The devil will try to intimidate you and I. When intimidation knocks at the door, remember this scripture. So, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. Better of all, he will neither fail you nor abandon you. When intimidation comes with sickness, when intimidation comes from the devil, we should always remind ourselves that we're supposed to remain strong and courageous and not be afraid nor panic with whatever the doctor may have said. Are you with me? Don't panic with it, because the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you.
Amen.
Is anybody listening?
Yes.
He will personally go ahead of you.
Amen.
He will neither fail you nor drop you on tough times. Amen? Now, brother, give them the Message Bible on the same scripture. See if we can get this computer to work. Let's read it. Be strong. Take courage.
Don't be intimidated.
Don't give them a second thought. Because God, your God, is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. Tell somebody, God will not let you down. Never. Your God is such an awesome God that he will give you love at all times. Isaiah 54:10 shows us that God will love you at all times. Listen to this powerful promise. Let's read it. For even if the mountains walk away, and the hills fall to pieces,
my love won't walk away from you. My covenant commitment of peace will fall apart. God who has compassion on you, says
so. Tell somebody, God's love will never walk away from you. Folks, if we would fully understand the magnitude of this message, our lives would be different. Our lives would be completely different. God will never walk away from you. Say amen.
Amen.
He's such a wonderful God that he will keep you company at all times, as long as you want it. Isaiah 43:2 tells us that. What did you say? He will keep you company at all times. Listen to this. Let's read it. When you're in over your head, guess what? When you're in a rough waters, when you're between a rock and a hard place. Tell your neighbor, there's no dead end with when you are with Jesus. You got company for all times. Even when you are in and over your head, you got company. Because he promised, I will be there. with you. Now listen to the New Living Translation. Watch this. When you go through deep waters, I'll be with you. You get a good swimmer, can take care of you. When you go through deep waters in life, you got a good, the best swimmer you could ever have. He'll be there with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you're not drowned. So no matter how difficult life may be right now, no matter how many difficulties may come your way, you will not drown. Because he promised to be there with you. Tell your neighbor, you will never drown. On the river of difficulty. He goes on to say, when you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Isn't that a powerful promise? God promised to be with you at all times. He is such a wonderful God. And you know, when you're serving a God like ours, you have security at all times. Listen to Isaiah 41:10, and I'm coming to a close. Isaiah 41:10, you've got protection, you've got security for all times. I said all times. All times. Listen to this. Read it with me. Don't panic. Why?
I'm with you.
So?
There's no need to fear. I am your God. I'll strengthen. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You must say to somebody, God has a firm grip on you. Don't panic. You know, folks, to wrap up this morning, these are some of the most beautiful promises that makes life worth living. It makes life worth serving God. It makes life worth serving God. If we would adjust, turn around, and instead of being burdened with whatever is happening around us, if we would pay more attention to the Word of God instead of doctor's report, if we would recite the Word of God, rather than repeating the diagnosis given by the physicians, life would be much, much, much happier than what it is right now. May the God of Israel grant you the courage and the ability to look to the Word, not to what is going around. To look to the Word, not to the feelings that your body may have right now. To look to the Word and not to be sunk on all that is happening around you. May the God of Israel continue to bless you.
Amen.
Amen.